With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told leaders in Congress that with U.S. aid, his country can win the war with Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees.
It was a very powerful meeting. President Zelensky made it so clear how he needs help. But if he gets the help, he can win this war. And he outlined in some great detail, A, the kind of help he needs, and how it will help him win.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's made clear to Schumer and others that Republicans demand border security changes in exchange for more Ukraine aid.
I have told him personally, I've told the National Security Advisor, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, that these are our conditions because these are the conditions of the American people. And we are resolute on that. It is not the House's issue right now. The issue is with the White House and the Senate.
Despite a firestorm of controversy over her refusal to condemn calls for genocide of Jews by student demonstrators at Harvard, the university's governing board announced today that Claudine Gay will stay on as president of Harvard University. On the Jerusalem news site allisrael.com today, American Jewish comedian Ami Kozak says actions like these at Harvard are disappointing but not surprising.
On the administrative level, you're seeing spineless, gutless, moral confusion. There's something so ridiculous only an intellectual would believe them. And I think, for me personally, this is like the nail in the coffin of the Ivy League institutions as places that teach you not how to think, but what to think. The full indoctrination of these students into the worst ideas of the left.
For now, President Claudine Gay is staying in her job. On Wall Street, the Dow by 173 points, the Nasdaq rose 100, the S&P 500 advanced 21. This is SRN News. Turkey is rapidly becoming one of the leading persecutors of Christians, but it's hard for the U.S. and other countries to do anything because of Turkey's NATO membership and position in the world.
Turkey has so much geopolitical importance to the Europeans and to the Americans, and even militarily where it sits in the world. So, you know, it's almost like a country with a lot of oil. They can get away with a whole bunch of bad behavior, and that's what's going on in Turkey.
Jeff King of International Christian Concern says the big problem is Turkish President Erdogan.
He is a radical Islamist, and he has grand plans for Turkey himself. He sees himself in a large geopolitical historical role.
ICC labels Erdogan as one of the worst individual persecutors of Christians on earth. ICC's annual report can be found at persecution.org. This is SRN News. A perceived glass ceiling in the aerospace industry may be shattered.
Boeing has promoted the head of its services business to chief operating officer. That puts Stephanie Pope front and center as a potential successor to CEO David Calhoun in what's been a male-dominated industry. The 51-year-old Pope has been with Boeing for almost three decades, serving in her current role since last year. Pope and CFO Brian West considered the leading candidates for CEO, although David Calhoun has given no indication that he plans to retire anytime soon. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. auto safety regulators have taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place, requiring the technology in all new passenger vehicles. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.